today. Here we end the month of March. In like a lion, out like a lamb, I guess is the way it seems to be. But we're getting ready for April. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day. Okay, I don't know how to say it. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today? Sorry, I stepped right into that. I apologize.
I'm the day before the Fool's Day starts. You know, I'm the truth before the foolishness, I guess.
Mayor Frank Whitfield joins us this morning to talk, as he does every Friday, trying to see what's going on in the past month since we've talked last. But this past week, and I know I mentioned off air, I enjoyed your emceeing of the spork off that the Neighborhood Alliance did at their opening of the new kitchen like that.
Yes. So, yeah, that was exciting earlier this week. Neighborhood Alliance, who acquired the old YMCA building on Washington Avenue, they've been working hard to convert that space, and they officially kicked off their Neighborhood Nutrition Kitchen. It was exciting. They did like a chef contest as a part of the kickoff, and I was blessed to be able to be the MC. You can watch it on YouTube. It was a nice, fun production, but it was exciting to see a building that's been written off for, you know, a long time. That people said nothing's ever going to happen in that building, or the only thing that could happen in that building is the old Y return, and to see it now being repurposed for, you know, feeding seniors through their senior meal program. It's going to be doing some child care there, which used to happen there before, as well as they're going to have some administrative offices there as well. So it's really cool to see a historic building get reused.
Had you ever done anything like that before? I mean, I know it's one thing to stand up in front of an audience, but then to kind of follow people around and do things off the cuff, had you ever...
Yeah,
with a camera.
Yeah, it's funny. Afterwards, a lot of people were like, "Oh, you missed your calling. You should be in this." I'm like, "No, this is my calling. I enjoy that sort of challenge, and I've done that before in terms of I'm a curious person. So, I think when you're curious, that stuff is just easy because you're just asking people questions. I've always been the type of when I was a kid, I asked a bunch of questions. Since I've been an adult, I ask a bunch of questions. So it was fun just going around asking people a bunch of questions and hearing people's responses.
Right, asking questions easier than answering questions sometimes. Yeah. There, right? Isn't that the truth for that? But let's talk about some of the things going on. We had those big storms come through there, and I guess people who have extra branches and things like that, they got a pickup going on tomorrow, right?
Yes, we want to let all the residents know. We did some brush pickup on Wednesday as a result of that big storm, but even tomorrow, Saturday, we'll be doing some more brush pickup. So if you have branches that have fallen down because of the storm, be sure to put them out to the curb, and the sanitation team and the street team will be getting out and helping to pick that up.
The other things that are coming up, I want to talk about some of the summer camp and the hiring. You obviously need people to be a part of that, but also let them know that they're starting to prepare for that. Good time to get into that.
So registration for Parks and Rec summer camp is open. So if you're looking for something to do for your children this summer, be sure to go on the City of Elyria website and make sure you register your children for the Parks summer programs. It's like $10 per camp. It's a week-long camp. It'll be really engaging for the young people throughout the day. And there's still programs going on right now in our Parks and Rec that you can sign up for as well. So definitely want folks to take advantage of those opportunities.
Speaking of the Parks and Rec, we overlook Ely Square down here. Any word on when that fountain gets turned on?
So Memorial Day was our day last year where we felt like it was ceremonial to turn it on for Memorial Day. So we'll probably stick with the Memorial Day as the day right before the parade. You know,
right, gets going.
Turn it on, and then let's go do our parade through town.
The school year is winding down. A lot of businesses, communities hire seasonal workers.
Yes.
What's going on in town?
Yes, so that's happening not only around town, but also the City of Elyria. We're hiring seasonal workers in streets and sanitation and water pumping. So, for those college students who are returning home, or if you're just interested in some seasonal work, or you may be looking for a transition, you know, please come out to the and apply at City Hall. We're actually hosting a job fair on April 14th, so 2 weeks from today, we'll be hosting a job fair at City Hall, and we'll be presenting all these different job opportunities that are available. We're going to do that from 3 to 7 on April 14th. So if you know of someone looking for a job, especially summer job, please send them up to City Hall on April 14th from 3 to 7.
Talking this morning with Frank Whitfield, Mayor of Elyria, joining us as he does every Friday, talking about different things going on in the city. One of the things I've seen recently they've talked about or their discussion has to do with that quarry.
Yes.
Then the EPA report. Talk a little bit about that area there. People sometimes maybe even drive past it, don't really remember or know what's going on over there and what happened over there.
Yeah, so, you know, they're going to have a town hall actually this coming Saturday. A group of community members are having a town hall this Saturday afternoon at Unity Baptist Church to talk about this quarry. But, you know, when I was growing up, we always heard about, I didn't know how to swim as a kid. So my friends would go swimming in the quarry, and they always went swimming in the quarry. But that the water is not healthy for folks to just be swimming in, and so, because it used to get the runoff from factories. And so it's not healthy for kids to be swimming in there. And unfortunately, that legacy has continued. But now there's a group of community people who really want to try to put an end to that as much as they can, you know. We're going to make sure we fence it. It's already fenced, but we're going to strengthen the fence and strengthen the cameras. But kids are going to be kids. And, you know, I think it really speaks to the need to make sure we have healthy, accessible things for our kids to do so that they don't have to go swim in the quarry. They can just go swim in a really nice pool that we may have for the city.
Right. Not only the quality of the water for the issue, also just the safety of being in an area like that, especially if it's unsupervised.
Exactly.
And as you mentioned, people not knowing how to swim. And sometimes if you're with a group and you think, well, maybe how difficult can this be? And you can get yourself in trouble real
exactly.
quick.
So exactly.
Safety issue going on there.
Exactly.
Speaking of safety, I know you ended up spending some more money for some new radios for the fire department.
Yeah, so we're excited to get that moved along. A lot of communities, we have to provide mutual aid to each other when we get these big fires. And right now, our radio systems can't communicate with those cities. You know, we actually had this happen during the big fire downtown here, when we had mutual aid come into town to help us out. And I remember them saying, hey, I'm having problems talking to such and such, screaming over, can you let North Ridgeville know this? Can you let? I didn't understand why. And you know, so it's been a long lasting problem. But fortunately, we're going to come to some resolution here and fix that problem. So yeah, from a public safety standpoint, we want to make sure we're supporting our police and fire and making sure they got the tools they need to keep our city safe. We just swore in two new firefighters earlier this week. We swore in five new police officers last week, so we're adding to the force, and we're prioritizing safety in the city. And I don't know if you knew, like last night we did a basketball tournament for our levee issue, and it was police versus fire versus the AFSCME union versus supervisors and part-timers. And my back is killing me right now.
How many points did you score?
He was on the court, I bet, right?
Really?
Yeah,
right. I thought you'd wear the striped. I thought the stripe and the whistle. I thought.
Oh,
no.
I had to play. And my back is killing me. And it was so cool to see Chief Pernesti got out there and played. The fire chief played. And it was a really good time. We had a really good time. But, yeah, my back is killing me. So I know I hope all our public safety officers are feeling okay today. I know they played hard last night, so I hope they're doing okay out there in the city.
Anyone on the city staff dunk last night?
No. There was one kid who's a part-timer. So on my team, we had part-time recreation staff. Uh-huh. And so some of those guys can play, so they knew what they were doing. But no, nobody dunked in the game. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like ringers, if that's what they do, right? Wouldn't they bring like that? Or maybe just bring some guys that are in pretty good. But it's just kind of a fun way to, you know, have fun like that. There's always that kind of friendly rivalry between the different service agencies.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned that issue. Let's just focus on that for a second.
Yes, sir.
It's an income tax renewal.
Yes.
And how important is it for the city?
Yes, it's the foundation. It's been around since 1983. It's been passed on a five-year basis, since 1983. A lot of people have asked, well, why haven't we just made it permanent? Well, I think in the future that's something we may consider, but sometimes communities like to continue to pass temporaries because it keeps you honest. You have to come back to them and say, hey, here's how we've done the last 5 years. So out of this tax issue that's been renewed since then, it is not a tax increase. It primarily goes toward police and fire. So it's our general fund. It's the foundation of our city. And it's about $8 million a year. So if it doesn't pass, we'll be laying off police and firefighters. But we're confident that our community understands the importance of it. They've renewed it. We've been good stewards of it. So we're confident that it'll pass this issue 8 on May 2nd. So we feel good about it, but we know we can't take anything for granted, so we're getting out there educating folks and still rallying the community.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate stopping in this morning, sharing some things that are happening in the city of Elyria, and we look forward to we have a view of the fountain, so I always like to watch the people work there, cleaning it up, going from the different transition of the seasons, just to keep things going well. And then every once in a while in the springtime, we open the windows and we can hear the music being played out of the gazebo.
Yeah,
there.
That's good stuff.
Trying to play name that tune occasionally.
Yeah. Well, again, I'd always thank you for the opportunity and want to remind folks to go on cityofelyria.org, sign up for our newsletter. We try to keep everyone informed through our newsletters. You can also follow us on social media, City of Elyria or Elyria Mayor, where we try to make sure we're getting information out to folks, because there's just a lot going on in the city right now. We didn't even get into some of the traffic things that are happening and, you know, keeping people informed on how to navigate around all these orange barrels. But, you know, that's a great way to stay involved is sign up for the newsletter on cityofelyria.org. And continue to tune into this show because we'll continue to provide updates.
I appreciate them putting a Smitty's sign right in front of Smitty's where you got all the traffic going on there, especially yellow traffic sign that points the way to Smitty's.
Yeah, there
in case
you go. Because
there's a lot of folks that are sort of just because of all the different traffic patterns that the routine has changed. Mayor, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate Frank
Whitfield, the mayor of Elyria, joining us as he does on the final Friday of every month here on WEOL.